Happy Valentine's Day. Welcome to the Red Velvet Cake Studio.
Thanks for having us, man. We just happy to be here. You know, I've been in the game. We've been in the game a long time now.
Yeah, but I'm still 20. I'm 20.
True diva.
Almost 40.
How long you been in the game?
And I've been in the game for over like 14 years. In the actual industry for like 12.
Yeah. And when the two of you did My First Love, when was that?
Ooh, wait, that was, wow.
It was in 2000. I was 18.
Yeah, so she was 18 years old. She never heard the record either. And she just went at it like an
You never heard the original My First Love?
No, not at that
time. I was a little Hallelujah girl, honey. I ain't know nothing about all that.
Oh, yeah?
It was Jesus is on the main line.
You know what you say about them Christians,
I knew that. Whatever. You hear me say?
Yeah, that's what you say about them Christians.
Right. I'm a freak for my man in the bedroom.
Ooh, well,
husband. Right. Husband. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Is today your anniversary?
Yes, today is my anniversary.
Married on Valentine's Day. Congratulations.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, we just here, man. You know, I got the new album, Face the Music, is in stores right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, you and I thank you so much for playing the record and everybody for just understanding. This is what we know music as right here, you know? When you start talking about making love, not just making love, everybody want to just make love today. What about just saying, I love you? It's all right.
It's a good start, Avant.
It's a good start, right?
It's a good start.
I made love too in records. I made a lot of love.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, to your own music?
No, it's kind of hard to do
okay.
that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I can't do that either.
You know why? Because I'm always thinking about what I should have done better on the record.
Instead of
you never what you should be doing at the time.
And that'll mess your stroke up. It'll mess
really?
Up. You know?
I guess so. I've never made love and listened to my radio show.
Exactly.
Either.
I should have said something different.
Hold that spot. I'm going to the studio right now.
Don't move.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're just here, man, just having a good time and trying to give everybody real music. And happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. We love y'all. Thank y'all for the support. And go pick up that new album.
Okay.
Face the Music. iTunes, Target. It's real music, y'all.
It is hot.
Well, let's get into it.
Let's do it.
Let's not mess around then. But first of all,
ooh, wait.
Let's go back.
Look at you, girl. First time listening to it, too, y'all.
Yeah, my first one. That was the jam.
And I appreciate that, man. Yeah. Renee called me like, hey, man, what you doing to my record? I just like it, bro. It's all right.
It's all good.
Okay. It's called Face the Music because what?
Basically, I feel like everybody has to face the music at one point, period, in whatever you're doing in life. And I felt like we should pay homage to the greats, you know, that went on before us. And what's the better way to say, hey, be responsible for the music you're putting out. You know, face that music and understand what the history is about music.
So when you did You and I, we had this conversation the other day when we were at the Trumpet Awards.
Yes.
That's paying homage to
Marvin Gaye. A lot of people don't even know. It was a record called If I Should Die Tonight. It was not a single, but it had that vibe to it. And when I heard the record, and it was like, wow, I can flip this up and I can make this a great hit for now, today.
And that's what you did with You and I.
Hey, that me and my girl. We went in there and we got serious.
Okay, now other songs on here are also like paying homage to people?
Well, I just got one more song on there. It's called Nobody's Business, and it can kind of give you more of a Supremes and Stevie Wonder type of vibe, you know.
Nobody's Business?
Yeah, Nobody's Business.
Is that Ain't Nobody Business?
I wanted to be like Stevie Wonder, you know. Sometimes you just get into the groove, you know.
All right, what about this one, Toast to Love?
Oh, yeah, Toast to Love.
Toast to Love. 80 and a 30?
Yeah, you know, sometimes you got to speed and get to your girl. You got to get to her.
Sherry, why are you going so fast?
I was not.
Oh, really? You're going to your girl, huh?
Trying to get to her.
Trying to get to her.
80 and a 30 with a couple of drinks.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't advise no one to do that.
Good idea.
Okay. All right. More?
Yeah, more, man.
What is that?
More is just talking about what we were talking about. You know, if you're not listening to your own music, mm-hmm. you want to give them more. Make sure that you
make me excited.
Oh, that's exciting.
That's right there. Excited.
Yeah. So you make me excited. Excited. Oh, that's what you're doing to me. It's time to leave. Yeah, yeah. Took a war. Got me anticipating you. War. Girl, I really want your body, the way you put it on me.
That's a vine right there.
That's
a vine right there.
I had
there.
To do the classic. You know what I mean? So I gave him some of everything, man. I gave him some of everything. And it's not all about one topic, like just talking about SEX. It's talking about a lot of different topics. I got a song called Best Friend. It's talking about if you have a female and you're a male and y'all consider yourselves best friends, uh-huh. certain lines you cannot cross, period. Because they
you tried that?
They turn into your enemy.
Have you lived
instantly?
That?
I've been blessed to write from things that I've been through, being political, and things I've seen. So you know,
they listening in Cleveland right now.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
You never want to leave Cleveland?
You know what? I've been.
You never want
to
leave.
I've been to everywhere.
I understand.
I have.
I didn't understand
long
because of Gerald. I understand. Uh-huh. I didn't at first.
Yeah.
But I love Cleveland, well, and Gerald would not leave.
You know what it is? It's even though it's got the poverty in there, but it's just the soul of the town.
It is a great
the soul of the town, man.
And you know Cleveland gets a bad rap. Everybody
and that's fine. I love it.
Everybody jokes about Cleveland, but Cleveland
all
is
my
nice.
Hit records came from Cleveland, bro. All of them. This record right
that.
Here, that girl broke my heart in Cleveland. I love you, Cleveland. I love you.
Okay.
I'm here to play. You can charge it to the game, but I really want to love you. But I don't know how to love you.
Don't know how to love you.
That's a deep record. Because most of the time, people feel like, you know, you have, well, relations three times, and you're supposed to be in a relationship. But you don't know that person, and that person is really not committed to you. So it's saying, I wish that I could love you, but I don't know how to love you. Because I feel like I'm still single. Just because we had relations three times.
Three times.
You know, that's
just
the rule. That's the unwritten rule. Three times, and we supposed to be together.
Ooh, I think that you shouldn't do it.
Oh, I shouldn't do it?
Until.
Okay, that's right.
I do. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't.
Thank you, man.
Clearly.
Speaking up for thank you,
Jay?
Man.
Jay.
Well, I don't.
Jay.
Oh, what's the number, Kiki? If it's not three, what is it?
The wedding night.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever, not until the wedding night.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, you ain't got to go that far, but I mean, I am a Christian.
Wait a minute.
Woman.
Wait a minute,
I am a Christian.
Kiki, hold on. You know
what
we're going to do?
But let me
before
ask
all
you
this
then.
Stuff, we're going to write a book. That's what
no, don't.
Oh, I'm already writing a book.
Please, by the time, please,
no more relationships book. No. No.
Hold
no.
off on that player.
Hold up. No, Kiki, speak. Speak, Kiki. Speak on it.
If it's not wedding night, how close to that should you come? In
at
the relationship.
At least, you know that you really, really want to be with the person. You know?
Give me a time frame.
I think
give me
the
number of dates
should be at least 10 or 12.
10 to 12.
No way. No way.
That's the church
the choir. That's the church speaking right
now. No way.
At least. At
10
least.
To 12.
Or at least see them, at least. 10 or 12 times.
You know what? Then nobody have no sick.
You know what? It wouldn't be a whole bunch of little illegitimate babies either.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you. Let the church say.
Amen. It's time for news from BlackAmericaWeb.com, brought to you by Money Mutual. Need extra cash? Money Mutual can put up to $1,000 in your account by tomorrow. Just be 18 or older, earning $800 a month. Visit moneymutual.com or call 800-315-CASH. That's 800-315-CASH.
This is blackamericaweb.com news.
So many questions still surrounding the death of the girlfriend of Oscar Pistorius, international sports icon.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Thursday, February 14, 2013. It is also, speaking of which, National Condom Day.
How about that?
Great segue. Great segue.
The boards of U.S. Airways and American Airlines parent AMR agreeing to a long-anticipated deal last night that could create the world's largest airline, according to a source familiar with the talks, and they are expected to have a press conference later this morning.
You know what, Sybil? I don't think that's a good idea.
You don't like it?
Mm-mm.
Because?
No. Because, one, they don't need to merge to become the world's largest airline to survive. Secondly, and more importantly, a lot of people are going to lose their jobs.
Yeah, there sure. will be. Yeah.
When you have mergers,
oh yeah,
people lose jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they think that
good
this,
jobs.
And we've seen this over and over.
Yeah.
And in the airline industry. Soon we're just going to have one airline.
In every industry, actually. The music yeah. industry.
Yeah, anyway. Whenever there's
and
a merger.
That's what's happening. You know, the consolidation. It's everything is based on downsizing, but you lose a lot of jobs, and yeah. that's the problem.
President Obama is on the road today following his State of the Union address Tuesday. Today he is scheduled to be in Decatur, Georgia, where he will lay out details of his universal pre-kindergarten plan. And meanwhile, the House Speaker, John Boehner, has stopped blowing his nose and expressing doubts that they will be able to fund some of the things the president proposed, including an increase in the minimum wage. Authorities say it could take days or weeks to positively identify the charred body found in the Big Bear, California cabin where Christopher Dorner made his last stand. However, his hostages, briefly taken by the ex-LAPD fugitive, say that he was very calm, very methodical in handling them in the hours leading up to the final fiery standoff. And single ladies, it is Valentine's Day. Tanya Pendleton on BlackAmericaWeb.com tells you a few ways to love yourself on Valentine's Day.
That's pretty much going to be it. Yeah.
Oh. And finally, yesterday began the Lenten season. One Pittsburgh pastor says that he is asking his parishioners to give up social media for Lent. He says it's going to be tough on himself, too. This is Reverend William Curtis. He says he is all a Twitter with Twitter, but he's going to do his best. Those are your headlines. I'm Sybil Wilkes.
Wow.
16 before the hour. This is the TJMS.
Completed.
Baby, you got to try. Jamar, no more, baby. No more. Well, your mama calling talking about who's pregnant with twins. I don't know.
Did she have a dream?
Literally. I'm good because I ain't swallowed no fish in no dream. I ain't been swimming with no fish yet. So I'm good. When I do that, oh, I'm pregnant. All day. I done did it enough to know. Trust.
What about this album? It's good for Valentine's
Day. Yeah, it's great for Valentine's
Day.
Yes, it is.
Valentine's
yes,
night.
It is, man. You know.
Is.
We just put a lot of hard work in it. Me and the Monopoly, that's my set. And we have a good time, man. It's all about giving people real honor.
So if you're going, you have plans for tonight, this would be a
oh,
nice way to
most definitely. You know
to
what?
Cap it off.
Also, I want to tell everybody out there.
I'm talking to my best friend. She's vulnerable and I am too. I don't know if it's the right thing to do. I don't want to feel dead. The way you make me feel, babe. Don't nobody know me like you. Don't nobody know me the way you do. Can't nobody know me. Searching all around the world to find a girl. I want you to trust in me.
Kiki, what's your you and your husband's Valentine's plans for tonight?
Well, I don't know. Maybe make another baby. No. I don't know. We got to work tonight. I'm going to be in D.C. tonight performing. So
well, that's a great place
and
to
I'm
be.
And I'm under the weather, so y'all pray for me, please.
Is that your husband's name?
Oh, weather.
No.
I'm under the weather.
I mean, no. I ain't under Michael Jamar.
All right.
Yeah, it's This reminds me of being on the reunion.
Yeah, man.
This will work.
It's real music, man.
Work.
It's real
this
music,
work.
Man.
Anybody want to try it?
It does.
Anybody want to try it?
We have tried it.
You have?
We have.
That's right. Oh, yeah? That's right. Yes.
You put it to its paces? And
all the curves.
Yeah.
And all. Yeah, it's good stuff. Congratulations. Yo, it's another
thank
good
you,
love
thank
song.
You. Hit me up on Twitter, y'all, at Avant Music as well, y'all. You know, we can chop it up and, you know, stay in touch. Y'all let me know what y'all feel about the album. And everybody out there on Valentine's Day, you ain't got to spend a lot of money either. I want you to know about that.
No.
You know, you can get you a nice... If you can do laundry for your girl. fold the clothes best as you can, fellas.
Yes.
And then get you a little sheet, put it on the living room floor, get some fruit, some vegetables.
He's not feeling the little sheet on the living room floor.
You know, then
why
you know,
not a comforter, then, a sheet?
No, because I want to
play on a budget.
Play on a budget.
Play on a budget, Kiki. Right, play you know? On a budget.
That's a shown up budget.
That's right.
You can get a sheet at Dollar Tree.
There you go. But you gotta understand, it's a recession out here, baby. It's a recession.
Oh my God.
You sheet. Did say on a budget.
On a budget. On a budget.
Get a sheet.
You two are a sitcom waiting to happen.
Hey, hey.
Hey,
we're gonna work on
things.
It.
Okay.
That's my sidekick.
Whatever, you my sidekick. You shorter.
Yeah, you let me kick you in the side, huh?
Avant and Kiki coming up at the top. You gotta be there at the top. You got 5 minutes. Red Velvet Cake Studios, Kiki White. This is your first time here. Avant, welcome back.
Thank y'all.
And the cake is yours. You and I.
Never turn.
song is something else. That took me right back to 2000. We in here doing all the moves.
You got to see, you got to see the in-studio jam to see Kiki clowning. It's funny.
Yeah.
That's not Christian, but I know you're human. You're human. I got that. All right. The number one hit.
Thank you so much.
Especially on Valentine's Day. This is so apropos.
There you go.
Oh, go ahead with yourself now.
That's French.
Yes, it is.
You don't know nothing about that.
Mais oui.
Avant, Kiki, you and I.
Ladies and gentlemen, and all the lovers around the world, I want to talk about the one I love. But tonight, we just want to express the way we feel.
Okay.
Oh, baby, funny how things have changed in my life now. Whether near or far, I want to be where you are, baby. Everybody sing this song right here. The music in stores right now, y'all. We're in such a great mood. See, this is the type of music you want. Yes. I guarantee you ain't gonna go out there and start no fights with this type of
no,
music.
No, sir.
You ain't gonna start nothing.
Happy Valentine's Day, y'all.
Thank you.